This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, a few minutes left to vote in our Twitter poll for the day before that thing wraps up, and that is, do you support daylight saving time becoming permanent? Yes or no? It's a pretty simple question. Kim took issue with it, but...
The wording of it I don't like.
Somebody, balls for you, answered below that and said, do you support Mark's wording of this poll question, yes or no?
And I proudly voted no, I do not support that. No, there are two votes, and there 100%.
There are three votes. There are three votes, and no is winning in those three votes. But on my poll, you still have a chance to vote at MarkCox971. Tell us what you think about that. Let's get to Tom, please.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman is live in the Sunshine State, so I know you support daylight saving time so you can get more of that sunshine down there in Florida.
Yeah, although the sunrise this morning was 7:34. I didn't love that. It was dark here. But, whatever. That doesn't bother me. When I lived in Indiana, when I went to Indiana University, back then they didn't change the clock. It was weird in Bloomington. So there were some times that I was on Eastern. Sometimes I was on Central.
Yeah.
I would call home and be like, I don't know what time it is there, here, whatever. Yeah, doesn't bother me. This was, a good time to be down here. I got here yesterday morning early, so I flew out about a 6 a.m. flight, got here on time for Cards Yankees. So I got a full day to be able to talk about the Cardinals on air this morning on the KMOX side, and that was good. The Cardinals beat the Yankees 6-5, got to see 7 home runs in the game. I think that's about as many as we've seen at this stadium all spring.
They have a pitching coach pitching or what?
Yeah, the wind was blowing a little bit. They moved the fences in a little bit here, but it was just one of those days where everybody was hitting them. The Yankees hit 3, Cardinals hit 4 of them. Nolan Gorman sent a baseball on vacation. I mean, he crushed one that might still be going, and that's good because he's been struggling a little bit trying to find his swing, and now they got one out of him. They got one out of Alec Burleson. Matt Kupierniak is a name to remember. I'm telling you right now, this guy, left-handed hitter, outfielder, can absolutely sting the ball. He hit one as well. And Cesar Prieto, a player not a lot of people know, kind of a utility infielder, but he hit the game winner. So the Cardinals won at 6-5 over the Yankees yesterday, and I'll be with them up in Port St. Lucie tonight for a 5-10 game against the Mets.
That's good. I'm glad to hear they're doing well down there. You and I had a great time this weekend at the MVC tournament. And, of course, the seeder, the people that set the seeds are usually right, and the final two played in the final game just as you suspected, Tom.
Yeah, I had Bradley winning that tournament, and Drake showed me that they are ready for the big time. They have been. I mean, they've been really good over the last, this is four of the last 5 years they've been in the NCAA tournament, and now they've won Arch Madness 3 years in a row. I thought that Bradley would find a way to do it with all of their experience, but Ben McCollum, this guy is some coach. I mean, he comes over to Drake from Northwest Missouri State, Division II. So not a lot of people knew about him unless you were locked into college basketball at all levels. And McCollum has been a winner for a long time. I mean, he wins. And what's their record this year? 30-3. So they are in the NCAA tournament as an automatic bid, but I think they would have been in regardless, even if they had lost that game. Doesn't matter now. They are in a solid NCAA tournament team. Now, they are not the tallest or most talented team, but they might be one of the best coach teams in America. I mean, they run an offense that is kind of like, for basketball fans who remember Villanova and Jay Wright, how good mm-hmm. that team was, they run that style. Like, they will just grind you down. They have a star in Sturts, their guard. And he just finds ways, Bennett Sturts finds ways to score. It's just remarkable. So they have a really, really good basketball team, and I think that was impressive. It was good to see you there, buddy. We had a nice time together watching games, and I just love college hoops. The game that I did Saturday night at SLU is everything I love about college basketball. They won 90-88 in overtime over Duquesne. It was a game that was just crazy. Like, back and forth, mistakes being made all over the place. And whoever would make the fewest mistakes wins. There was tons of scoring. Phenomenal performance by Gibson Jimerson in his last game as a Billiken at Chaffetz. And they are a fun, fun team. I mean, Josh Schertz kind of getting that thing going. That was awesome. And then I get home from that game, and I look on my phone, and I see that SIUE won mm-hmm. the OVC tournament, and they're going to the tournament for the first time. I mean, how much fun is that?
No
fans
kidding.
Of the Cougars, who are people who went to SIUE, get to thump their chest a little bit and say, we're an NCAA tournament team.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that is just awesome.
So for the Big Ten tournament for Illinois, the A-10 for SLU, and the SEC tournament for Mizzou, when do we find out who those teams will be playing? Because right now it's all TBD,
Mizzou.
Right?
Oh, Mizzou. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
That, let me tell you, that there's something's not right there.
I know.
I mean, look. Now, Mark, I'm so proud of you for going into Mizzou Arena wearing your blue. I told you you're going to have a great time. I felt like Kentucky plus the points was the play there. If you were wagering on that, I know you don't, but if you were, I didn't. I don't bet on college basketball, but if I did, I would have taken Kentucky in the points. Something's wrong with Mizzou. They can't defend. They have some real issues going on right now. It's going to be interesting. The Big Ten tournament, you know, we're looking at a hot Illinois team, just so I don't leave out Illinois in this conversation, of course, that Kim brought it up. But they are they're hot, and Mizzou is ice cold, Mark. I mean, that was just that was not good.
Were not hitting their threes at all. Mm-mm. And maybe part of that was, I mean, I know they were is it Jacob Grill? Is he mm-hmm. the one with the Mohawk?
Yeah.
They were really keying on him. They were really focusing on limiting him, and I think they really did an effective job of that. And the other member, I mean, Mizzou's a good 3-point shooting team, mm-hmm. and they just weren't hitting any of them, and Kentucky was. So those things were working opposite of each other on Saturday for sure, Tom.
Well, they just don't play defense. I mean, they're just such a poor defensive team. It's just not. I don't get it. I don't understand what has happened to them, and maybe they sort of masked it because they have such a good offense and they can explode on you and play good transition game. But you know, it was just what a mess. So to answer your question, Kim, Mizzou plays Thursday. They're mm-hmm. going to be a night game. And then we will find out who they end up playing after that first round on Wednesday.
Okay.
But they're going to play a 6 o'clock Central game on Thursday. SLU plays Thursday afternoon. We'll find out who they play after the Wednesday games. And the Big Ten tournament, let me see if I can find a game time on that for Illinois. But at any rate, it's going to be a heck of a week. I really like the conference tournaments. I used to not. But now I felt like, you know, let's just get through this thing and get to the NCAA tournament. I mean, the smaller conference tournaments like the Valley and all that stuff are fun. But the bigger ones, it's like, okay, you know, we know that these teams are going to get in, whatever. But with some of these teams, you know, this is their path. I think the SEC tournament is very, very competitive. And I doubt that one of the lower seeds gets in. I think the big boys, the cream will rise to the top there. The Big Ten could be a little more interesting. I think it's a little more open there. They don't really have a dominant team. Michigan State's pretty good. But, yeah, man, college basketball, this is just the best time of year.
No doubt about it. Kim, Mizzou will play either LSU or Mississippi State on Thursday.
Okay.
Kentucky will face Oklahoma or Georgia.
And it looks like the Illinois game on Thursday, I'm seeing 5:30.
Yeah, it's 5:30. Okay. I'm looking at it here now. And that should be Central time because that's in Indianapolis.
There is not a single easy path to the SEC championship. You got to go through Auburn, Tennessee, Florida, or Alabama, one of the two, to even get to the Final Four. And that's going to be something to watch, man. That's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a really, really good weekend. Good week ahead to kind of get all the hype going. And as I mentioned, you know, we really have it good here in St. Louis right now. The Billikens, that's just year one. SIUE, that we claim them. They're St. Louis. They're in. And Illinois, I think, well, they are in, but I think they will be a tough out in the NCAA tournament. They're a 7 seed in the Big Ten tournament. I mean, that's just ridiculous. They're way better than a 7. And then, you know, Missouri, which, you know, I told you I credentialed myself for the Final Four just in case. Now I have my doubts. But, you know, if you catch Missouri and you're not ready, they'll blitz you. I mean, they'll score 90 to 100 points on you. But the thing is, you can score in the 80s or 90s on them. So their games are entertaining but very frustrating for Tigers fans.
Yeah, yes. All right.
Tom, listen, have fun down there, my friend. You're down there for a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I'll be here until the end. Pack up and leave on Sunday the 23rd, and I will leave on the 24th. And on that day, they'll start tearing this complex down because they're going to rebuild a brand-new complex for 2026. So this is the end of the run for what's been about 30 years of this complex here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They're going to get a revamp.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll talk to you Thursday, my friend. Thank you.
All right, pal. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
See ya. Yep. Tom Ackerman there live in Jupiter.
I hope he gets a beach day, a single afternoon to hang out at the beach. I know the guy works nonstop.
They're off days.
They have off days. If you're in Florida,
they're close
you
to
have
the beach.
To go to the beach. Yeah.
They are. Mm-hmm. That's fun. I've been down there a couple times, and it's like going to a to a Grizzlies game. She's just more relaxed. It's just sort of a leisurely day at the ballpark, and you can get autographs and all that good stuff. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
Supposed to.
All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.